Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Looking forward to this one. Leashes of Valor in this morning. Chris Bowers is here, all solo. It's usually you and Jason. I'm all ready just to say, you know, Jason Haig is here. Chris Bowers is here. It's just Chris. Chris, it's good to have you here.
Good morning.
Lots of good stuff. Lots of good stuff to talk about with Leashes of Valor. Before we start, we'll talk a little bit about, for people who don't know, you're Spotsylvania-based, and you do some terrific things, my friend.
Yes, sir. Leashes of Valor is, we call Spotsylvania our home. We're located at 8407 Old Plank Road, right in the heart of Fredericksburg.
Yep, and so doing great things, helping. Really, the mission is to help veterans.
Yes, sir. We provide highly trained service dogs to wounded and disabled veterans free of charge.
Leashesofvalor.org is the website, and we'll get into all. There's a lot of exciting things going on, and get into really some of the nuts and bolts about what Leashes of Valor does. It has been a busy fall for you, especially you. Because you have had a number of really big events that you kind of were the spearheading.
Yeah. As the chief development officer, it's my job to find every and all opportunity we can to raise critical funding for our program. And we just had our inaugural Fall in Love weekend at Fawn Lake Country Club. Big shout out to all the staff at Fawn Lake who made our Saturday, Sunday, Monday events possible. Thank you for the donors. Big shout out to Calypso Kennel, Griffin Lending, Window World, Miter, and MI Windows. Could not have done this event without you, and thank you so much for wrapping your arms around us in this community and supporting what we're doing to change lives.
It really opened it up to a lot of people to see what was going on and really learn firsthand the tale as old as time gala that you had on Saturday night at Fawn Lake, I know. Was just a real. I saw a lot of pictures.
Yeah,
and,
it was.
You all dressed up, and it was just really a chance. And there were dogs there, and it was just a chance to really for people to see firsthand what Leashes of Valor does.
Yes, sir. We brought everybody together for our first attempt at a gala. It went fantastic. We had casino going.
Yeah.
Tons of food and puppies everywhere. These showcase events are what we're trying to really dial in the community, get more people out, to get them involved, and to get them to engage, and hopefully to foster for one of these service dogs in training that are going to go on to save a life.
We'll talk about this a lot more as we go on, but fosters are really needed, and you provide everything. And it really is a way to help Leashes of Valor grow by people becoming a foster.
Yes, sir. Like our goal is to provide these dogs as fast as we can to those who need them the most. And we cannot do that without getting more fosters in the local community to help us raise these dogs. Now, when we ask, what we ask of our fosters is to basically keep them alive. Like, we're going to give you everything you need for that dog, all the food, all the treats and the toys and the beds and the crates. We're going to give you everything, and we're going to ask you to just help us maintain a disciplinary cycle for that dog as it gets older. We don't like to use kennels. We love the socialization that the dog gets from just living with you in your unique circumstance in your home, and that's what makes these dogs a cut above. Is just the different experiences that we can get them out into early on in their lives, and it's a vital role in our organization is to have community involvement.
Karen, the lead trainer, has been in here a bunch of times, and she talks about how and she goes and determines whether your home is going to be a good fit for a dog in your situation. But just because you may have a dog or two doesn't mean you can't have a Leashes of Valor dog, and it really is teaching the animal what life's going to be like.
Right. We can't assume that one of our dogs is going to go to a warrior that doesn't have dogs. So having other dogs in the house, if you own a dog, you know what the love of a dog means. And, you know, opening your home to us for, you know, a couple months or a couple weeks to allow us to place a dog there to get that vital experience means everything to us. And if you're interested, please shoot us an email at foster@leashesofvalor.org, or please check out our website, leashesofvalor.org. to learn more, and we will get back to you as soon as possible.
We we'll talk more about fostering, because that plays a big role into just some of the future things going on with Leashes of Valor. But back to the gale and everything. Boy, to be able to have the community come in, be around these dogs, and to be around people and everyone involved, just opening it up, just being able to talk to the community had to be a great moment for you guys.
We planned all year for the Fall in Love weekend, and the outpour of support was overwhelming. You're right, and it's always what you want to happen. You want people to show up and have a good time, but when it actually happens and you hear, you hear people in their own voice telling you how amazing it is, when you know all the little things that went into it to make it so special.
Yeah.
That's what's heartfelt. And like, we're in love with this community, and we're going to keep making these events bigger and better. Speaking of events, our next one coming up is our graduation for our upcoming warrior class. They all get here on Friday, and we're going to graduate them next Saturday at Leashes of Valor. From 11 to 10, or 11 to 1 or 2, I believe.
11 to 2, I think you told
11
me.
To 2.
But 11 o'clock, yes, when everything gets... 11 be there by 11.
Yep, be there by 11. It's open to the public. We will have Mission Barbecue on deck providing food, and we'll have a good time. We can give tours of the facility. We're pretty much out of active construction, so we are fully operational and functional and ready to take on this mission of providing dogs faster.
Hold that thought, because when we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on, because we're approaching really a big week for Leashes of Valor with graduation coming up. You hit it hard with the veterans that are coming and getting the dogs, and we're going to talk just about how successful you have been, and just how important Leashes of Valor is to the veteran community. Leashesofvalor.org to find out more. Check them out on Facebook too. Always great stuff on Facebook. Chris Bowers is here from Leashes of Valor, and we will continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Miss a part of the show? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Chris Bowers in this morning from Leashes of Valor, leashesofvalor.org is the website. So we talked about the graduation next Saturday, and if you can go to it, you ought to go to it, because it'll wow you to see the veterans and the little ceremony they get their dogs. The training that goes into the dog, how long does the training last? Because these dogs are highly, highly trained.
Yes, sir. For us, it's a minimum of 2 years goes into the production of our dogs. That's, 18 months of general training, and then we really dial them in those last couple months to what exactly the ailments that they're going to have to respond to with the warrior they're being paired with. And that leads me into, we have 5 warriors coming on Friday. This starts our second class of the year, our warrior class. We're actually going to be given 5 dogs, which is absolutely amazing for us. It's always our goal to give 8 dogs a year, and this year we're going to do 10 because of this community. I can't stress how important that is, that we've been able to develop the funding and the dogs to be able to do more faster. And that's all in an effort to quell the epidemic of suicide that we have within the veteran community, and to try to help and save as many lives as we can.
The suicide rate, it's heartbreaking. How many? What is it? It's
it was 20
each day.
They post 22 a day, and I think we're down to 18 or 19 a day. It's still not acceptable. I mean, we're losing that many people. Whether they're not getting the help they need, or it's the not right kind of, it's the not the help that they're looking for. We can't speak on that. All we know is that since our inception in 2017 and our first dogs going out in 2019, we've done almost 50 pairs and we've had 0 suicides. And that is the thing we are most proudest about, is that for us it is working, and it's almost stopped. Like, the people that we're helping, they aren't doing it. And I think that's something that we can't say loud enough, is that it is working.
That statistic is just gives you chills. that you've been able to do that, and so, that many people, and that's why this that and that's why it's important that we talk about and we promote Leashes of Valor, and we talk about it because it's such a problem, and what you're doing is working.
It's our proudest stat that we get to throw is that we've had zero suicides. I think service dogs is honestly the main reason that we have Jason with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has said that.
For me, it maybe wasn't that dire, but you know, my gunner meant the world to me.
Yeah.
We lost him in May. I had 15 really good years.
Wow.
But it's about the next guy. Like, I'm back on my feet. I'm doing all this amazing stuff with Leashes of Valor. We have Maverick, obviously. But it's that impact that we're looking for. It's life-saving. It's life-changing. And hopefully the veterans coming to us on Friday are going to begin that journey with us. So we do 10 days. We're an in-resident facility. We fly these veterans from across the nation to Fredericksburg, Virginia to show them our kind of love. And, you know, I can train a dog for 2 years. I can do anything. It takes me a minimum of 10 days with these veterans who are suffering to try to teach them how to use these dogs to really ingrain that dog into their life so that when they go home, there'll be a distinct change. And, you know, that starts with us. So they come here for 10 days. And we take them through the gauntlet. We take them to every store we can think of. We take them out to eat. We put them in situations that they probably haven't been in a couple years, but we do it together. Like, they're never by themselves. They're always with a trainer or one of our vets that have already graduated to kind of show them that, like, I know this is overwhelming, but this is a means to an end. Like, when you leave here, like, you are going to be changed for the better. And, like, we promise that tomorrow is not going to be as bad as today is.
Yeah, and I know that that's a phrase that you hear a lot, that you talk to them, and I guess that in some ways when you're dealing with the things that they're dealing with and the fact that they need these dogs and just the statistics you give, that is something that gives them hope that tomorrow's not going to be as bad as today.
It's getting, you know, somebody that has problems with trust, it's getting them to trust you, to come across the country like first shot at making things better. Just take a chance.
Yeah.
And I like, we take that to heart. Like, every single one of these dogs that we know is ready, we're trying to put them with that veteran that needs that lift. And most namely would be Xander. He graduated in March with Ruby, who is Maverick's sister, and his whole life has changed. I knew him before. He wouldn't drive. He wouldn't come out of his house. Now he is serving as our community outreach coordinator.
Wow.
And he's out and about everywhere. He's driving Alicia's truck. He's out talking in the community. He's going to his daughter's gymnastics competitions. I feel like he's back. He's running at a level I've never seen him at. And, you know, he was just paired with his dog in March. Like, I even got to hear him speak the other day on the impact she's having on his life, and it just broke me up. Like, that's exactly what we strive for.
Yeah.
And what we do day in and day out, and to hear somebody say it.
And Ruby's at his side all the time.
All the time. I get to see her more than I did when she was training, but she's around all the time. She's always with him. She's always looking to make sure he's okay. And I think she's fascinated with how well he's doing because she's just trying to keep up these days.
Mm. Boy, to see that and to be working close with him and to see the dog and everything, it just you see with all of these veterans. But boy, to see it up close like that's got to be fun.
I mean, it's, you know, a couple months in here. It's, you know, to watch how much she has directed his path since being paired. I'm only super hopeful for where he's going to be a year from now, 2 years from now. And you get to one of our warriors like Tammy and Flint, that K-9 team, they've been together 5 years. And to watch her soar, like, she's doing her own fundraisers for us in Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Like, to try to forward the mission to help somebody else because of how much Flint has changed her life. So it's just amazing like you hope they get better and go home and live their life. You never expect them to like jump in and try to help. And like those are the ones that are really special, because I can't speak on what it feels like to get one of my dogs, but they can.
Yeah.
Like I know all the love we put into our dogs, but I can't speak to what it's like to be paired with one, but they can.
Tammy was the one who spoke in the spring, wasn't she, at graduation?
And yes,
sir. She talked about all of that. And it was such an interesting story, because she talked a lot about how at first she was so nervous. You know, she just felt like, I'm getting this highly trained dog. I don't want to blow it.
Right. I think veterans tend to look at themselves as broken toys, and like how can they have something without breaking it? And what I try to get into their head is that like these dogs are gonna do whatever you ask them to do.
Yeah.
Like that relationship that you have with them is yours and yours only. Like if you want your dog to be a certain way, it's gonna be that way, or it's gonna be whatever you want it to be. But there's no right or wrong answers here. It's mm-hmm. just about getting you back on your feet, getting you back out in the normal, like, daily activities that everybody does that you're afraid of, and to give you that peace of mind that you can do this. Like, that you are not too far gone. That, you know, we can, like, we're going to be here for life. Like, we're going to help you through this journey. And once you get one of our dogs, if you ever need anything, you can always reach back to us, and we're going to be here.
Yeah. Chris Bowers with Leashes of Valor here this morning. So the veterans, the five that are coming to get ready for graduation, they really don't know. I mean, they're really walking into a life-changing experience, whether they know it or not.
I believe they know how big it is.
Yeah.
Just by, you know, the anxiety that they're going to bring into the situation. But I think we've done a really good job of creating an environment that eases that. You know, they're going to live with us.
Yeah, because they live right there.
Yeah, they're going to live at the facility.
Yep. And everything.
We have fully furnished rooms. They have their own space. But they're going to stay with us for 10 days. And we're going to go over everything that we can possibly think of, every situation, so it's not a surprise when they go back to their daily life. And hopefully, you know, we get that impact that we're looking for.
Do you know who you, so you've got the five coming, you've got the five dogs. Do you know who you're pairing each dog with at this point?
Absolutely. That's on our canine team to try to find, like, personality wise which dog is
going
to go. Yep, is going to go to which veteran, and then we prepare that dog for that veteran's needs
for
the last few months, whether it's night terrors or if it's like severe anxiety of being out and about. We can dial that dog in to be able to, you know, perform those things that we ask him to do. Either it's, you know, touch to try to pull somebody out of a panic attack, or, you know, if it's just being there, being supportive, like, through those hard times. And we take our dogs on escalators. We take them through TSA checkpoints. We're actually going to start putting our dogs on some helicopters just to try to give them, like, a full polish to where you're never going to scare that dog. Yeah, you were never going to put yourself in a situation. They've been on subways. They've been on, like, public transport. We do everything we can think of to give that dog an experience so it won't crack when it's going through that with their warrior.
No, I've seen on Facebook where they take the dogs down to a short pump
mm-hmm.
because there are escalators there, and they ride the escalators.
Yeah, you've no idea how many dogs have never seen an escalator. So, like, you can imagine how that's scary. And then you got somebody that's nervous about being in a situation, and then you give them an out. Like, I want that dog to be fearless so that it can lead that warrior through the rest of their life, you know, with that fearless mentality.
The power of a dog.
That's just a dog, right?
And the things that they you not only the things that you can train them, the things that they know sometimes, because you've told stories. Jason's told stories about the dog. You know how they know when they need to be close to you, or when you know they instinctively know can know some things.
I think it's the purest form of love. I don't think I don't think dogs, especially like rescue dogs, I don't think they can love any harder than when they really imprint on somebody. And for us, you know, our dogs go through a lot of different families with our fosters. And all those fosters, God love them, they put every ounce of love they can into that dog. with the hopes that that dog will turn around and give that love to their warrior, and they do. Like, they, let me just say it again, like they do. Like, when I watch the eye contact, like once they're paired with their warrior and they know that's home, like they make eye contact. They're almost like searching for the connection on like a daily, on like a level that, you know, only dogs can love. Like, have you ever, every time you come home from work, like your wife might be mad at you, but the dog's not.
Right.
Like you could be gone for 5 minutes and come in the door and that dog acts like it hasn't seen you in a year.
That's a great thing about a dog.
And it's the purest form. And I think that's what really, I think that's where it hits home with the veteran community, is that it's unconditional and it's everlasting. Like, that, the tank doesn't go dry. Like, the dog doesn't get tired of you. A dog's gonna love you till the day you go, and that it's something special that I think they can hold on to, and I think that's what leads them to live fuller lives.
Yeah, and in your case, and just the statistics, like you say, no one who's gotten leashes of Valor dog has committed suicide, and so that there's a powerful there's power in those dogs.
We hope we really hope that it's the dog, and it's the love that comes with that dog that is saving these veterans in need.
Quick break. We're going to continue on this conversation, talk more about the getting the dogs ready, the importance of the fosters, because you've heard about how the power of these dogs, but the need for more fosters. With more fosters and more financing, you can have, instead of 5 graduating, you can have 8 or 9 or 10 graduating, hopefully real soon. Chris Bowers here, Leashes of Valor in Spotsylvania, leashesofvalor.org. Also check them out on Facebook. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's almost 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can listen to Town Talk anytime, day or night. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Chris Bowers in this morning from Leashes of Valor in Spotsylvania, leashesofvalor.org. For more information, and we're going to talk about just the importance of fundraising and again fosters in just a second. Again, on the 8th, it's graduation, and the Warriors coming in for graduation. So they really are just all of that whole week leading up to graduation is just get to know your dog in every situation.
Oh, absolutely. They'll be hitting the streets. They'll be out in town. They'll be out and about. Please, if you see them out going around, honk your horn, wave to them, thank them for their service. They are in town. They are in our hometown because of this community. Like, I cannot stress that enough. Without the support and the funding that we get from this community, we wouldn't be able to do these. We wouldn't be able to give these dogs away for free to somebody that's hurting.
These dogs are expensive.
They are. They are very expensive.
For a couple of years to train.
It's 2-year minimum to train for us, and it's a minimum about $27,000 a dog of what we put into it.
Yeah.
And that's just our value that we hold on them. We do 8 dogs a year. This year we're doing 10 because of this community. Like, that, if it was up to us, we'd do a graduation every other month, and I'd give 4 dogs away, and we we do as many as humanly possible, and that's full capacity for us. So we aren't technically full capacity yet because we're still raising and generating that, crucial program funding to allow us to expand. And with expansion comes our need for more fosters too. If I'm going to give away more dogs, I need more people helping me, produce these dogs.
Because you can't be with them all the time. And that's where the fosters come in of exposing dogs to real life situations.
Yeah, take them with you everywhere. Like, it, as soon as that puppy passes the public access test, you can take it everywhere. You can take it to work. You can take it to all the school games, all the sporting events. Anywhere where ADA laws apply, you can take that service dog in training. And we provide everything. We provide the training for it. We'll meet up with you in town if you need help on something. But I can't stress how much we need this community just a little bit more to help us, you know, provide and train these dogs to get them ready to go out to a war. Like that is just as crucial as us finding the funding is finding these families that are willing to help us.
And if you're a person that can give financially a couple times a year, maybe every month, or if you know people, that's what you're always looking for too, and looking to be able to do some of these things. Having a lot of people give a little is fine, but if you can have, if you know some people that. Mm-hmm. And some businesses that might want to get involved with Leashes of Valor.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be massive sums either. If you can give me $50 a month or $30 a month or whatever you decide that you can give, like, please give. Like, those monthly donations, like, mean more than you think. It allows us to plan. It allows us to look to the future. If you sign up this fall to be a monthly supporter, we're going to throw some swag in there. If you sign up to be a foster, I'm gonna throw some swag in there. I'm going to try to make this to where it's an incentive, like please give us a shot, and you're not going to be disappointed. Like, we're going to outfit you in some Leashes of Valor gear. I'll say it on the radio right now. If you sign up for $50 a month, I'll give you one of these awesome new Stanleys that we have. You know, everything is branded, everything that we have in merchandise. When we sell it, goes directly back to the K9 program. That's through the relationships we have with Under Armour and Stanley, and we like just getting the word out. You know, send everybody. If you want to learn more, we have an awesome website, leashesofvalor.org. Or if you're into like sending emails, shoot us an email at info@leashesofvalor.org or foster@leashesofvalor.org, and somebody will get back to you today to help you. You know, bring you in and. Show you what we're doing and hopefully get you signed up.
Let me just say the Stanley has my water in it every morning, and it is a great cup. You will not be disappointed.
I love that endorsement. Thank you for endorsing our awesome new Stanley cup.
And if you go to leashesofvalor.org, you do sell things too. You can buy shirts and you know, hoodies and
absolutely
hats and all
we
that
do
kind
have
of stuff.
Apparel. We're not an apparel company, but we do have apparel that we buy to try to spread spread our logo and spread our mission around. Every time we do a major event, there's always apparel being sold. You can get this apparel. They're great for Christmas is coming right around the corner. Veterans Day is coming on the horizon. Like, there's nothing better than an awesome hoodie for your hubby if he's a vet. Check us out, leashesofvalor.org, or please come to one of the graduation on November 8th.
Great logo, too.
We're very proud of it. Even if you don't know what we do, we hope you think the logo is cool and you'll wear it. And that's 100% marketing right there.
You see the truck around. You see, well, trucks around town a lot more too. So
as we grow, obviously we're updating our K9 teams. They have vans that are wrapped now. Just moving the amount of dogs that we're doing. Like, we need help from everybody. And if you see my Tahoe out there, or you see, you know, Jason's Sierra, or Silverado, I'm sorry, give us a honk and a wave. Like, we love that stuff. We will wave back. Like, we are proud of what we do, and we are even prouder of being in Spotsylvania. So
one of the other things, if you are considering being a foster, it's not as though you become a foster and you're locked in. If you're going on vacation, if you're going on a situation, or you need a weekend of where you don't have the dog,
right?
You guys, we are totally flexible. You can be a foster of just, you know, being a foster to a foster.
Yes. We're very flexible with everyone's life schedule, and we understand that things happen. We just need the help. So if you can fill 2 days for us, we'll take it. If you can fill 2 months for us, we'll take it. Like, honestly, it's more about, like, getting that family involved, getting them to be able to see what we're doing, to feel what we're doing, and then we feel that sells itself. And that's how we get these long-term fosters that some of them have been working with us for the last 3-4 years. And it's amazing the dog that they're producing just by opening their home and letting them live there.
Yeah. Lady across the street, she's been a guest in here before.
She's amazing. Yeah,
we look out during the course of a day and you see her with that dog, and you know it's Leashes of Valor dog.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's I believe that's a family tie there. Like I've known some of these people for years, like back when I was a kid going to Chancellor. So it's full circle. You just give it a chance. Come see us. Give us a chance. Like just take a chance. And I bet you the feeling you get, the vibe that we produce, I bet you fall in love with it. And then you're going to be right on this team with us.
Well, the other thing that the being tied into this area, there are so many veterans here, mm-hmm. so many people with ties to the military. That was what also makes this such a great fit.
I get it a lot when we're out and about. You really can't go into a store without running into another vet. And the resounding response I'm getting is, I love what you guys are doing. Don't stop. Like, it's amazing. Like, thank you guys for doing what you're doing. I know it's hard, but, like, keep going. Because there's 3 million vets served in Iraq alone. Like, we've given away 50 dogs.
Yeah.
It's not happening fast enough. Like, we gotta do more. That's always our goal, is one more for one vet. So, like you said, if you know anybody, if you know a company that's looking to get involved in the community, if you know somebody that's independently wealthy, just give them our information and ask them to come take a look, or shoot me an email. It's really easy. It's bowers@leashesofvalor.org. I will respond. I'll come talk to you. I'll come talk to anybody if you give me the opportunity, because I love what I do. And I love how, like, one leash is saving two lives. That's our hashtag. I think it's the most impactful thing that I get to say, is that, you know, we take these dogs and we hand them to somebody in need, and they go live their life together, and we haven't had any suicides.
Yeah, which I was first acquainted with, and I don't even remember what the person was in here for, but years ago, and this was quite a while ago, but there was a veteran in here. He was sitting right where you're sitting, and during the course of the show, he got a text, and somebody he had served with, and he was close with, had committed suicide the night before, and he got a text, and it was seeing how he was broken up about that. And I'm sure you and Jason have know too many people that have come back and just have not been able to cope.
It's unfortunate. When we started our golf program, we lost one of our first golfers. His name was Brad Pierce, and he was Marine, and he was just sad.
Yeah.
And I see it a lot. It's an overwhelming sadness that, you know, pills don't seem to be able to fix. And I always, like, he was gone for a couple of days before we even knew that he was gone. And if we could have got a dog to him,
yeah,
I think I think he'd still be here. But, you know, at that time, you know, this was a couple of years ago, it just wasn't happening fast enough. And
right.
I think that's why we work as hard as we do. It's because of guys like Brad.
I was just going to say that's why there's the urgency that you, and because both you and Jason talk all about that urgency.
Yeah.
And because you can put, it's not just numbers. It's not 22 a day. It's people that you know.
Yeah, somebody's dad. Somebody's son.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, the five people will get dogs next week, and we're going to be, you know, fitted for dogs and graduate and get dogs. I know that number of the waiting list, the people that you wanna,
right,
that you wanna get dogs to, is much, much larger. And that's why you've told me that a lot of times if I sign up, it can be 4 or 5 years.
Not for us anymore.
It's not. Okay.
No. Good. So we open, as soon as we do a graduation, we open our application process. So you're never gonna wait more than 2 years. We think it's unfathomable to get on a list that you could be on for,
yeah,
4 years. So for us, we try to hold that line at 2 years. But then again, it's asking you to hold on. You know, we have five warriors coming. That's somebody's brother, uncle, son, father, that is coming like looking for a change, and we're going to be that change.
Xander, when I met him this spring, talked about how, and I had not thought about this part of the of getting a dog before also, is because he said he tried things, and he said he wasn't interested. It was his wife who said, "You need this. We got to try this." And for the graduation, for the families getting this, just how kids and the spouse must feel about. It's got to give you hope. This is what we need.
I would say 50% of the applications are actually put in by the spouse.
Oh, really?
It's very difficult to get a veteran to ask for help. Whether it's pride or whether it's indoctrinated into us, take a Motrin and keep moving.
Right,
or
you're
drink
a
water.
You're a Marine.
It's really hard to get people to ask for help. So when we get these, to get into the nuts and bolts of it is to get that veteran to open up and be honest. Like, it's not just with themselves. Sometimes it's even with their families. That, like, we need a change. And with Xander's, situation specifically, I believe, through the follow-on letters we've gotten from his family, that it was absolutely exactly what he needed. And he had waited so long that he was so ready for that change.
Yeah.
That's why he's doing so well. We got him back up on his feet.
And what must, you've talked about, the joy of seeing him and others, but when you start getting messages back, few weeks, few months, how exciting must that be for you guys?
So I have family, I'm married into a family in Missoula, Montana, and one of our last class warriors, lives in Missoula, and I get a picture every now and then of her and Walter walking around, in Montana, with his vest on, and that, I love those. I love when I get random Facebook messages like, "I saw your dog today in New York City," or "I saw your dog today in Montana," or "I saw this hoodie." Somebody was wearing a hoodie in California, and it's it's awesome. Like, that is
word's
that's
getting out.
So proud. Yes, word's getting out, but the impact's getting out.
Yeah,
and hopefully they're talking about it and they're telling their friends like, "Hey, this is an organization that is working so hard to do this niche in this community, and we need to support them and get behind them."
Yeah, because especially if I'm a family member or a friend of mine is struggling, I can at least say, "Hey, check this out. This might be what you're looking for."
Exactly.
Instead of, like you said, take another pill.
Yeah. We've been trying to stress the last couple weeks that we are all leashes of valor. If you're supporting this mission and you're supporting these veterans that are struggling, all of us are leashes of valor. Hmm. You, Ted, you're part of leashes of valor.
I hope so.
Like this, everything this community has done for us the last 2-3 years to really get us to a place where we're just at the cusp of being able to really ramp this up and add more dogs each year to help more veterans. Like, we're so close to that, and it's only because of the love we found right here in Spotsylvania County.
I remember the very first time you guys came in. I don't think even the first show we did, the Leashes of Valor was in Caroline then.
Yeah.
But I remember walking out, just having met Jason, and saying to people around here, I want to do more with them. That's somebody we want to get associated with.
Right. I mean, that was so long ago, and a lot of lessons learned from then and, to where we are today. I couldn't be happier. 8407 Old Plank Road. We live right by the Chancellorville Battlefield.
Yeah.
And it's a location that, we're there every day from 9 to 2. And if you're coming by and you're driving down the road and you're curious, swing by and meet us. Like, that facility is there.
It's an awesome
for community
facility.
Engagement, and you can come take a tour, bring your friends, bring your boss, and come check it out.
Yeah. Leashesofvalor.org is the website. Chris Bowers is here this morning. Quick break. We're going to wrap it up this morning and talk about what's happening next week to get you involved in going out there. See this graduation. It will change you. You'll be really impacted. Chris Bowers here. We'll conclude on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Chris Bowers, Leashes of Valor here this morning, leashesofvalor.org. We'll talk much more about this last few months of the year, but we talked about it last year, Chris. Last year you had a match, and it was just amazing. You guys came in here like right at the beginning, and I remember a few weeks later, it was like, we're almost there.
Yeah, we were very, very grateful to, again, have a match campaign going on this year where every dollar up to $250,000 will be matched by one of our generous donors. That puts all the stress on us. Like, can we generate that in the next couple months? But I believe we're going to run it November to the end of, like, Christmas time.
Yeah.
We're going to run a match campaign to where your dollar will be doubled. Like, dollar for dollar up to $250,000. Like, it's so incredible.
Mm. And what you can do with that.
Oh, God.
When we talk about training dogs and being able to provide for fosters and all of this, and that's how this happens.
It's absolutely an organizational changing amount of money. It is going to get us to where we want to be, but we can't do it without your help. So, like we were saying earlier, if you can give a little bit, give us a little bit. If you can give us a lot, give us a lot. Please consider being a monthly donor. If you want to learn more, we have an awesome website, leashesofvalor.org, where you can click through and you can find all kinds of stories and testimonials of how these dogs have changed lives, and you know how we train the next batch to serve their warriors that are coming.
And you're right here in Spotsylvania. You're all that you're doing, and a week from now, five veterans are going to be on the verge of leaving Spotsylvania and leaving Leashes of Valor with dogs and really a chance at a new life.
Yeah, they're gonna arrive Friday, and they will be with us all the way through. I believe it's the 9th or the 10th when we'll send them back home. But we're excited. I hope the community is excited. We will be out and about, like, training openly in public. You know, getting these warriors confident. Like, that's the word that we want, is we want them confident going home, knowing that, like, their life is changed and that, good days are coming.
Yeah, and that's what good days are coming. That's, I'm sure, for the families and for the warriors, that's what you're looking for.
Every storm has to end. Mm. Like, it can't go forever. And we hope that, good days are on the horizon for these veterans.
I tell people, because in Veterans Day is coming up, and I can say to you, hey, and I can really mean it, of saying, hey, Chris, thank you for your service, and especially in your case, I mean, you gave service and a leg, and all that you've given. But another way to be able to follow up on that, rather than just say that, is contribute financially, get involved with the Leashes of Valor. You're adding something to what just thank you for your service.
Just if you have it in you to get involved. It's not always money. Like, we all know that time is more precious than money. And that's why the fosters are so, like, we love them so much, because it's your time, it's your family, it's your life that you are giving us access to put a dog with. And that's what means so much to us. So if you can, please get involved.
Leashesofvalor.org. Chris Bowers, thanks. See you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.